The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, another episode of Path to Success, and Alhamdulillah, a very, very important topic today. Something that you can say that we need on a daily basis, and especially throughout our life, is something that we need, and it's something there to support us in our difficult times. Inshallah, what is this topic? Today's topic is patience is success, inshallah azawajal. But before we go to our topic, inshallah azawajal, a beautiful blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak. It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who recites Durood-e Pak 50 times upon me daily, on the day of judgment, he will have the honor of shaking my hands, inshallah azawajal. My dear respected viewers on Madani channel, what a beautiful honor, inshallah azawajal, that only 50 times daily you have to recite Durood-e Pak. And what's the blessing you will get on the day of judgment, inshallah azawajal? You will be shaking the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands, inshallah. So make an intention, inshallah azawajal, every day 50 times, maximum take you 3 or 4 minutes, if that as well. So make an intention, inshallah azawajal, every day, inshallah, we will recite Durood-e Pak at least 50 times. Keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah and recitation of Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go to our panel, alhamdulillah, we have got an amazing panel today, mashallah. Our Mawlana Bilal Shabir Madani sahab, Mawlana Khalid Madani sahab, mashallah. And our great Abdul Hanan Atari, mashallah, azawajal, will be hearing the Madani prayers, inshallah, regarding today's topic. And inshallah, azawajal, learning Allah, inshallah. We will now go to for kalam.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As-subhu bada min talaatihi. والليل دجى من وفرته
هنور سهر چهره سے تیرے
اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے
Allah.
الحجر شق القمر بإشارته انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے اللہ 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 أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته جبريل أمين پیغام خدا لے کر اسرا معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا اللہ اللہ سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته تو محمد ہے اپنے آقا اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوب تو کو ہے کنارا ملا اللہ اللہ
Inshallah, beautifully read as well. I will now go to our panel, inshallah. Jibilal bhai, today's topic, very, very important one. Patience is success, no doubt. And we see this throughout our lives, observing other people. And even, Bilal bhai, at times what happens is that, you know, you meet people and you ask them, at times they have got such a big difficulty. But you know, you meet them a year later, 6 months down the line, and there's one thing that people say, it's good that I went through that difficulty because it made me stronger. You know, that difficulty, I learned a lot of things from it as well. So today's topic, inshallah, patience and success, inshallah, we'll start with you, Madani Pearls, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's topic, patience is success. So our entire series is known as Path to Success. So we need to realize
What are those paths that we need to tread on to achieve success? And when we observe our life, we try to find guidance, we try to find wisdom from different sources. As a Muslim, the greatest form of guidance is the guidance given by our Creator. And He, Azza wa Jal, sent His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us. And there is no greater guidance than the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no greater book of guidance than the Holy Quran. So why not ask the Quran, what does the Quran, meaning what does Allah Almighty categorize as being success, and what are the things that a person needs to be successful, not only in the world but also in the hereafter or the bigger picture. So a very famous surah of the Holy Quran, every child, alhamdulillah, many children will know the surah, Suratul Asr. Wal Asr, by time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Surely man is in loss. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. So surely man is in loss except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and emphasize the truth to each other and urge one another to be patient. So in the commentary of this verse, the great ulama-i-kiram have mentioned, man is at loss as his life, which is, his life is his main asset, his main capital. And this is always reducing our life. However, those who will protect themselves from being at loss are those who embrace faith and perform good deeds and then encourage one another to embrace faith, to do good actions, and also further motivate and encourage one another to be patient in the face of hardships and challenges that they face upon the path of Islam. Such people are not at loss. By the grace of Allah, for them, they will reap the rewards for what they do. So this verse of the Holy Quran, which is very concise, and in terms of its length, it's very short, only three verses of the Holy Quran. But you see the depth of the Holy Quran, and you see the meanings, and what Allah Almighty is trying to place in the hearts of mankind. Because Allah Almighty is saying, innal insan, that verily human being is in loss. So this guidance is not just for Muslims. This guidance is for all human beings. That it is the correct thing to do that when you embrace the religion of Islam. And once you understand what is Islam, the meanings of Islam, then it's not going to be easy to stay on this path. You will face difficulty upon difficulty. For those who were not Muslim, and then they had to embrace Islam, you ask them how difficult it was to get to this stage. They went through so much difficulty, so much doubting themselves, so much questions, and then they left the matter to Allah Almighty. They did their research, and alhamdulillah, they embraced the religion of Islam. And this is where they found their peace, this is where they found their tranquility. So now I want people, so how are we linking this onto patience? In this verse of the Quran, Allah Almighty, in this surah and in the final verse, Allah Almighty tells us that the people who are successful, another one of their qualities is that they encourage one another to be patient. And this is something very, very simple. Everybody knows. This is a, you know, universal principle of life. That life is a combination of ups and downs. Life is a combination of good times and bad times. So Islam tells us to be ready for those times. And how do we be ready? By exercising patience, by making sure that we protect ourselves from doing anything that goes against the teachings of Islam, against the commandments and against the way of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty has told us what it means to be patient, the reward for the patient people. And inshallah, throughout the program, we're going to discuss this. But I want to just highlight one verse of the Quran a bit more. So there's a very famous part, end of a verse of the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Mufti Sahib, Mufti Adat Islami, Shaykh al-Hadith, Mufti Abu Salih, Muhammad Qasim Atari, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, explains this verse by saying, this verse elucidates, it opens up and explains to us the immense goodness, merits of patience, and highlights that Allah Almighty provides His assistance, support and protection to those who practice patience. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah's ma'iyat, Allah's help, His support and His protection are for those who patiently endure. And this is something for all of us. We may be going through difficulty within our life, or We may see it as a global scale as well. And this is something, because what does patience actually mean? This word is, I would say, thrown around a lot, but what is the meaning? So if you look at it in the literal sense, patience is the act of restraining oneself. That's the literal meaning. And then in terms of the Islamic law, it is to steadfastly adhere to the mandates of Islam. So to those things which Allah Almighty has commanded us to perform, those actions, it is to be steadfast on them. This is the definition of patience. Alongside this, alongside being steadfast in performing good deeds and upholding the beliefs of the religion, the second part of patience is that we remain steadfast on abstaining from sins. So those things which the Sharia, the Islamic law, Allah Almighty has forbidden, to protect yourself from them and to remain steadfast in staying away from them is also within the definition of patience as well. Because when we hear the word patience, what comes to our mind? Viewers of Madani Channel can also reflect for a moment. When the word patient is given, the word sabr, okay, we immediately think of a calamity. And now upon that calamity, we have to not shout, not wail, not scream, and not hit ourselves. All of these things, which is correct. You are not allowed to do this in the Sharia. This is haram. Nauha, niyaha, wailing, lamenting, shouting on a loss, on a misfortune. It could be the passing of a loved one, or it could be a loss in business, whatever it could be, a loss in one's own health, yes? So all of these things, that is one side, one element of patience. What else is included in patience? It's patience on performing good deeds, and patience on staying away from sins as well. So this is the introduction, just from the Holy Quran. Otherwise, if we actually go into the detail, it's mentioned in many articles of Alhamdulillah of Da'at Islami, the topic of patience or the theme of patience has been mentioned, some have said 70 times, more than 70 times in the Quran. Okay. And one place I read, more than 90 times in the Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned the theme of being patient. Yes, and then the reward on this. So this is something which is a very important topic. And if a person wants to succeed in this world, any career, any field, you need patience, you need resilience, you need steadfastness on your goal, on your mission to get to the end. Because what's the opposite of that if you're not patient? You will lose focus on your main purpose and you will deviate from the path. So steadfastness is not just a path to success, but patience is probably a core element to reaching your final goal as well.
Some amazing Madani pearls from Bilal Bhai, mashallah, regarding patience, that even in the worldly life as well, this is something that we need. You want to enjoy a journey, you want to be successful. This is one important part. Sometimes, Bilal Bhai, also, we see people, successful people. All we see them is go straight to the top. But we don't understand how they've got to there. And one main pillar of how they've reached to the top is through patience as well. Definitely. They've had good days, they've had bad days, many bad days. But they've gone through that to get to their path as well. So, mashallah, we've got Abu Maulana Halim Madani Sahib, mashallah. Yusuf Sahib, mashallah, you're Madani Pearl.
Yes, mashallah, Bilal Bhai ne explain kiya, lugvi mana sabar ka. روکنا اصلاحی معنی قرآن پاک کی آیت پڑھی ان اللہ مع الصابرین تو ایک مسلمان کے لیے اس سے بڑھ کر اور کیا ہو سکتا ہے کہ جب اللہ تعالیٰ نے خود یہ بشارت سنائی ان اللہ مع الصابرین کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ صبر کرنے والوں کے ساتھ ہے تو انسان کے بعد جتنی بڑی بھی مصیبت ہو جب وہ اس آیت کا مفہوم سمجھ لے کہ اللہ پاک میرے ساتھ ہے اللہ صبر کرنے والوں کے ساتھ ہے تو پھر وہ ساری مصیبتیں پھر جو ہے نا وہ ہیچ نظر آتی ہیں بلکہ بعض اوقات صبر جس طرح لغوی معنی کو اگر غور کریں نا کہ روکنا اس معنوں میں علماء نے لکھا کہ بعض اوقات صبر کرنا فرض ہوتا ہے انسان پر جس طرح کے احکام شرع جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اور اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہم پر لازم کیے تو شریعت نے جن کاموں سے منع کیا ہے روکا ہے تو ان پر صبر کرنا کہ ان سے رکنا یہ فرض ہے جتنے بھی حرام کام ہیں ان سے صبر کرنا مراد یعنی ان سے رکنا اوائڈ کرنا یہ فرض ہے اسی طرح بعض اوقات صبر کرنا حرام بھی ہوتا ہے یعنی آپ یوں کہہ لیں ان معنوں میں رسول اللہ نے اس کی پانچ اقسام بیان کی فرض کرنا صبر کرنا فرض ہے حرام ہے مکروہ ہے مباح ہے مستحب ہے تو ایک تو فرض کرنا صبر کرنا فرض ہے جس کی اگزامپل آپ کو میں نے دی کہ شریعت کے وہ کام جن سے ہمیں منع کیا ہے ان سے رکنا بعض اوقات صبر کرنا حرام ہے جیسے کہ علماء نے اگزامپل دی کہ اگر کسی کے گھر والوں کو مستورات کو فیمیل کو کچھ شہوت کے ساتھ چھیڑتا ہے اور اس بندے کی غیرت جاگ جاتی ہے غیرت جاگنے کے باوجود وہ اس کو روکنے پر بھی قادر ہے پھر بھی نہیں روکتا दयुस बन जाता है तो ये हराम है, ये उसका रुकना ये हराम है, ये उसने सबर किया कुछ नहीं कर रहा ये हराम है, बल्कि गैरत और हमीयत पर वहां पर उसको स्टेप लेना चाहिए। तो बाज़ औक़ात सबर करना फर्ज है, बाज़ औक़ात जो है ना वो हराम है। अगर हम सहाबा कराम अंबिया कराम सहाबियात मोमिनीन की एग्जाम्पल देखें तो आपको हर जगह एग्जाम्पल मिलेगी कि इस्लाम के अंदर सब्र की बहुत ज्यादा जो है ना वो अहमियत बयान की गई है।
बुक्स ऑफ फुल
फुल बल्कि इस्लाम की जहां से इब्तदा हुई है, अल्लाह के नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने जब अपनी नबूवत का इजहार फरमाया और जून जो आपके वो फॉलोवर बढ़ते गए तो जो दुश्मनान इस्लाम थे उन्होंने तकलीफें देना भी शुरू कर दी। तो उस वक्त के अगर आप मोमिनीन के ऊपर देखें बिलखसूस जो मुआशरे के अंदर बज़ाहिर उनकी एक जो ना वो ताकत उस अंदाज में नहीं थी तो उनको बड़ा वो तकलीफें दिया करते थे, लेकिन इसके बावजूद उन सहाबा कराम ने सबर का दामन हाथ नहीं छोड़ा। सर फरिश्ते हज़रत बिलाल रज़ी अल्लाह तआला की सारी आप हिस्ट्री पढ़ लें सीरत, तो आप बहुत बड़े साबिर थे। यहां तक की किताबों में लिखा है कि हजरत बिलाल रज़ी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु को गर्म रेत के ऊपर लिटाया जाता था। तो गर्म रेत के ऊपर सिर्फ पांव रखना ही बहुत हार्ड होता है, बड़ी मशक्कत का बायस होता है। उनको नंगी पीठ करके रेत के ऊपर लटाया जाता गर्म, और फिर उसके ऊपर वजनी पत्थर रखा जाता ताकि वो करवट ना बदल सके। इसके बावजूद आप साबिर रहे, सबर करते रहे, क्योंकि उनके सामने ये आयत थी इन्नल्लाह मा साबिरीन,
एंड इट्स मेंशन दैट ही यूज्ड टू से अहद अहद
इवन इन दैट स्टेट, अल्लाह एक है। वो यही फोर्स करते थे तुम इस दीन को छोड़ दो, हमारे बुतों की पूजा करो, हमारे दीन में आ जाओ, हमारे दीन को छोड़ कर ना जाओ। माज़अल्लाह वो कहते थे कि एक नया दीन है, हालांकि वही हक था जो अल्लाह के नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम तशरीफ लाए थे और जो अनाउंसमेंट की थी ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह, अल्लाह एक है मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम उसके रसूल है। लेकिन हजरत बिलाल रज़ी अल्लाह तआला ने जो नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को दरस दिया उसी पर कायम रहे, मुसीबतें बर्दाश्त करते रहे, सब्र करते रहे, लेकिन सब्र का दामन हाथ नहीं छोड़े। हजरत अम्मार बिन यासिर, इसके अलावा कई सहाबा इकराम अलैहिम रिज़वान हैं, बल्कि आप किसी भी गजवे को उठाकर देखें तो उस वक्त के गजवात में शिरकत करना ये भी यूं समझ लें कि किसी सबर से कम नहीं था कि तपती हुई धूप में पैदल निकलना, फिर अरब के सहराओं में आपने पैदल सफर कर रहे, भूख प्यास को बर्दाश्त कर रहे हैं, बात तो गजवात भी ऐसे जैसे गजवा तबूक है तो खाने पीने के लिए इना फूड भी नहीं है, फिर आपने चलना भी है। तो ऐसे मामलात में सहाबा कराम अलैहिम रिज़वान ने जो सबर की बहुत बड़ी एग्जाम्पल कायम की है, इंशाल्लाह वक्तन फवक्तन हम उनके किस्से भी सुनते रहेंगे बुजुर्गान दीन के, सहाबियात के, सहाबा कराम के। तो अभी हमने सबर का लुगवी माना और सबर कब करना जो है ना वो फर्ज है और कब करना हराम है, इसी तरह कब सबर जो है ना मज़मूम है, कब सबर जमील कहलाता है, महमूद होता है, इंशाल्लाह वक्तन फक्तन इंशाल्लाह।
अमेजिंग मदनी फर्स्ट फ्रॉम उस्ताद हालिद साहब माशाल्लाह, ही इज आल्सो टच्ड अपॉन एंड एट टाइम्स यू नो इट डजंट इवन क्रॉस आवर माइंड वेयर सबर इज एक्चुअली फर्ज एंड एट टाइम्स वेयर सबर इज आल्सो हराम एज़ वेल। सो माशाल्लाह उस्ताद साहब मेंशन सम अमेजिंग मदनी फर्ज। We'll now go to our Abdul Hanan bhai. You Abdul Hanan bhai, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wasim bhai, alhamdulillah, a very beautiful topic today. Patience is success. And to be honest with you, even if you were to cover this topic on a daily basis, it won't be enough, because in our daily lives and throughout our lives, we need to be reminded again and again regarding patience and the importance of patience and the importance of having this. Because normally you find that a person ends up in a wrong place, or he ends up losing a lot of things. Why? Because he's not patient. And one of the biggest examples, you know that our prisons are full. Why? Because it was that matter of couple of seconds.
The heat of the moment,
if they were patient on that, they might not have done what they did and they'll end up in prison. So patience is a very important thing. And I was reading about this, and you know the first bit which I read about it, the ability to wait. You know, this itself, there's so much you can cover from this. It's mentioned the ability to wait. Now, if you look at places where we don't wait, or where we don't stop, or we want to continue on, it's like we become impatient, basically. And it's like it's become from... you can look at an example when the person gets up and if there's a couple of family members in the house and one's gone into the bathroom, the other one's, you know, he's knocking on the door so eagerly wants to enter into the toilet or get out, or you're always in there. You know, this is starting within the home and from the first part of the day. And then as soon as that person he leaves his home, he goes out, you know, if he's impatient about catching the bus, if he misses the bus, gets angry and he goes into a stage. Samely, one who's driving in a similar way, you'll find that he's so impatient, like he knows there's a cure in front of him, he knows there's the lights are red, yet he is so impatient. If that person in front of him left a gap of one car in front of him, he'll be honing at him, telling him to move forward. No, this is all showing a sign of impatient. In the same way, at work, whether you are at school, college, university, in every aspect of our lives, between a husband and wife, between the siblings, between family members, between friends, it's needed everywhere. And you find that people are impatient everywhere in all of these aspects. So it's very important, Wasim Bhai. And this, this sentence, if you just concentrate on the ability to wait, just be patient. Just know it's gonna, you're not gonna get anywhere further. Right? You see people, they put their feet down, they overtake someone, and when they get to this red light, they still have to be standing there. Right? So,
and it's so awkward. Basically, someone put their foot down, mazallah, swearing, shouting. And what actually happened? The car that he's swearing and shouting at, he's in the left lane and he's in the right lane as well. And then he's got the awkward encounter that this is the person I was swearing at, the hurry up. And where did they end up? They ended up together at the traffic light as well. So it's...
So, this, and if you continue on this, the first bit was the ability to wait. And the second is, or to continue doing something despite difficulty. This is where the part of patient plays, to continue doing something despite difficulty. And being patient, there's difficulty, there's hardship in your way, whether it's with your studies. Some people are they're impatient because of that, they leave their studies, or impatient they because of something small, they will leave their job, and then they're running around and they're worried, and then they state, oh, I don't have a job. It was just a matter of few minutes of being patient, they would have overcome that. And
Abdul-Nabba, just one point that I would like to mention here. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago regarding anger. I feel that one of the major reasons why people don't have patience or lose their anger is because our expectations are too high. We're expecting, we're going to wake up in the morning, breakfast is going to be on the table. We've come back, everything's going to be perfect. We're driving to work, there's going to be no traffic at all, everything's going to be perfect. Then we're going to come home in the evening. We're just expecting that the food is going to be ready on the table. Now, what happens is that when it's not ready on the table, that's it, a person has a tantrum. When there's too much traffic, a person has a tantrum. So this is where it's very, very important that our expectations are too high. We need to bring it down. We need to be ready for problems. We need to be ready for difficulties. We need to be ready that, yes, we're expecting this to be happening, to happen, but it might not happen our way. When we have this mindset, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, sabr will automatically come and we will remain patient, inshallah.
Wasim Bhai, regarding patient, is like every country will teach you a different aspect of patient. In the UK, we live a quite fast life. Even if you go to a cashier, you go to the till, whether you bought something in a supermarket, you go to the till and they're quickly scanning them and it's going through. But if you go to some other parts of the world, I'm not going to mention which countries, but you go to some other parts of the world and the person behind the till, he's taking his time. He's just relaxed. He's standing about. And it's like they've got the time of the world to them. But if a person who goes from the UK or who goes from a country where everything is done so quickly, and he goes and he stands in a queue and he's thinking, look, the guy's not serving anyone. Why is he not coming and serving me? Why doesn't he not? Or even when he takes the money to bring back the chain, he's gone around and he's worked for a few minutes and he comes back. And it's a time of testing of a patient. And it's something Wasim Bhai, which we need to start building this inside you. And the way you will do it is, alhamdulillah, the best way of this is our deen al-Islam.
Mashallah.
Our deen teaches us patience on each and every aspect. And when you hear the stories like Ustaz Sahab mentioned regarding the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, what they went through and how they had sabr, and then you read the lives of the pious people, inshallah, we're going to cover some of these examples, Wasim Bhai. I tell you, they are mind-blowing. They are unique examples which, a person, you look at the level of their patience. Actually, their level of patience is teaching us that we moan over little things, or we get upset over little things, right? Where, inshallah, once we listen to about their stories and their waqias, you'll understand that how they were patient, and when we be patient, we probably take it all out, and then we say, I was doing sabr, I was having patience, right? Mm-hmm. And we've taken everything out, we've said what we wanted, and then we still try to convince ourselves, no, I was being patient.
Mashallah. Mashallah, I've mentioned some amazing Madini prayers as well. And you know, the point that you mentioned, and Ustaz Halisa mentioned about the pious people, there's just one incident that comes to mind, that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was traveling with his companions. And Abdul Hanan, if you just look at, for example, today, we go in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. We travel on a Madini Qafla, we're traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, we're expecting everything to be perfect, we're expecting the best of food. It's mentioned these Sahaba Ikram, they're traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no curry, meaning that they've got roti, they've got the bread, but they don't have no salin at all. It's mentioned, look at the level of sabr. What would we do in that state? Meaning we travel, we come to your local masjid, you're not serving us, you're not giving us food properly. What did they do? The Sahaba Ikram, they did not complain at that time, that look, we're traveling in the way of Allah. It's mentioned that that bread, they dipped it into water, and that was their salin, in other words. Meaning the flexibility. The point that we were just discussing a short while ago, if we develop one thing in our life, inshallah, azawajal, a lot of things will become easy. What's that one thing? Flexibility. You know, whatever the situation is, whatever the scenario is, we become flexible, inshallah, azawajal, and inshallah, our life will become easy. It's mentioned that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in his home, and it's mentioned that he asked his beloved wife that no salt and no curry. And it's mentioned that she said that we've got vinegar. Now at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at his flexibility. He said to his wife that even vinegar, what a beautiful curry this is as well. Wow. Meaning this was the level of flexibility. If we adopt this, that we're ready for all types of scenarios, we're ready for all situations, we're flexible in life, inshallah, not only our life will become peaceful, our family member, our brother, our sister, our mother, our father, their life will become easy. They will also know as well that whatever situation we put him through, whatever difficulty we have, he will be on our side, he will be supporting us as well. Their lives will become easy, inshallah. So adopt one thing, flexibility in your life, inshallah. Your life will become easier and your family member's life will become easier. Ji Bilal Bhai, inshallah, back to yourself.
Subhanallah. This topic of patience and patience leading to success, as Ustaz Khalid al-Madani Sahib beautifully mentioned, if we truly observe history, what does history tell us? Because history gives us a lesson, especially our Islamic history. We start from the beginning of time, or time on earth, from Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the difficulty that befell him with the encounterment of the two sons. We look at the life of all of the prophets, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, today, when it comes to matters of the deen, we hold back. When it comes to worldly matters, we would like to be the first. We like to be the first person to achieve that type of success. But when it comes to religious success, I want everyone to just reflect over this point. Sayyidina Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty mentioned in the glorious Quran about him. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He hence stayed with them for 1,000 years minus 50. Meaning, for 950 years, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam imparted the teachings of Tawheed to his people. 950 years. Today we can't give 3 days in the way of Allah. Right? And he was patient on what is it mentioned in the commentary? His efforts, he tried to guide them, tried to teach them with love and affection. He speaks to Allah, oh my Lord, I invited my people night and day. So my invitation only increased their fleeing from the truth. Every time I invited them that you may forgive them, they always thrust their fingers into their ears and covered themselves with their garments, remained persistent in their refusal and were extremely arrogant. I then invited them openly. I also spoke to them in public and I also spoke to them softly in private. How much? 950 years, we can't even imagine. 950 years of trying to guide the people. But this is the exemplary character of the prophets. And this is one quality which we tend to forget, we tend to overlook. Because it's success is not trying once, and if I didn't achieve it, then I'm giving up. Success comes after thousands of failures. Then success comes after this. And as Wasim Bhai mentioned before, that today when we look at people who are successful, we just see the final result.
There's a quite a famous image on social media where it's an image of like a mountain, of like a hill, sorry, or of like a iceberg. And underneath it, or on top of it, it's the huge spike. But underneath it, you see all the amounts of efforts that go into it. Mm. And that's just to reflect on us. When it comes to being successful, it takes a lot of difficulty. It takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of commitment to your goal. And this is something that we have to bring within our life. Whether it be religious, whether it be worldly. Meaning, if the goal is religious or if the goal is worldly, we need to understand the topic of patience and persistence and adhering to our goals. For example, there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, in which the final few words of the hadith mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the hadith number is 1469. The final few words of the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, whoever remains patient, Allah will make him patient. Allah azawajal will help him in this field. And no one can achieve a blessing. Nobody has been given a blessing, a ni'mat, more better and more vast than patience. So today we look at all the qualities that a human being should possess. Mm. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that patience is that magnificent quality that has no equal. Awesome. Once you have patience in your life, in your worldly tasks, this is general. Observe patience everywhere. Meaning, in every type of field where appropriate, like Ustaz has been highlighting, not every time you'll be patient. At times, a person will need to retaliate. Otherwise, you know, oppression will continue. So if we look further in the life of the people who came before us, talking about Islamic history, when Allah Almighty explains the good qualities of the Bani Israel, Allah Almighty said about them, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. This verse is in Surah Sajda and it's verse 24. Allah Almighty says, and when they, the children of Israel, observed patience, we made some amongst them as leaders. When they observed patience, we made some of them leaders, giving guidance by our command, and they would believe in our verses. And in the commentary, he mentions, Mufti Anikram have mentioned, that when, if you look at this verse, you can understand something. That if you want a high maqam, a high status in society, you have to be built with such qualities that you'll be allowed to stay at that position and role. Mm. If somebody is inexperienced in a particular field, other people, or you can say competitive companies, will overtake them because of their experience, because of their skill. Now, if somebody is inexperienced and he lacks those qualities, he can't achieve that same amount of success or more. Now, let me make it very, very simple. The ulama mentioned that when a nation adopts patience, then Allah Almighty grants elevation to that nation. And when an individual adopts patience, then Allah Almighty elevates that individual status. And Allah Almighty is talking about the Bani Israel here, who fell later on. They avoided or they didn't accept the message of Islam. But what was the quality of success Allah is highlighting to us? The quality of patience. And then we can see this very simply. We look at the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The mountain of patience. There is nothing in creation really that you can kind of equate to the patience that the family of the Prophet observed on the plains of Karbala. But it was because of that patience, staying patient, we need to understand, we need to become more vast in our understanding. It's not just being quiet. Being quiet is not patience or being silent on a matter. No, it's continuing your task and your mission and goal. Okay? It's for example, the road has been blocked this way, I'm going to find another way around. But I'm reaching my destination, full stop. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the plains of Karbala showed such exemplary magnitude of patience, where today, whenever anybody faces any difficulty, whether you are an individual in your own home, or if you are a country facing a difficulty, we reflect on the accounts of Karbala, and we know that our patience is going to become now motivated. We're going to become inspired to observe more patience and stay firm on our belief. We're not going to leave the religion of Islam. I just want to mention another point. When the Sahaba-i-Kiram faced difficulty, It mentions in the books of Ahadith, there's one particular narration where the Prophet ﷺ was addressed by the companion that, Ya Rasulullah, we're going through so much difficulty. We're going through so much difficulty. How did the Prophet deal with the mindset of the Sahaba? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that before you, the previous ummahs faced a lot more difficulty as well. Mm. Their lives were taken. The Prophet ﷺ gave them examples from the past of people who were patient. And this further motivated the companions. So this is what we need within our life today. Because today, many of us look at life from only our view. We look at it from a, you know, from an individual. But we need to understand that Islam gives us a bird's eye view of our life and how to deal with situations. Okay, whether you're an individual who has family, who doesn't have family, whether you are affected as a community or as a country, everything Islam is guiding us. So I want everyone to kind of really understand that once people begin to study the topic of patience in light of Islam, once they study Quranic verses and highlight, the ulama highlight lessons for the public about patience, then you will understand and people will begin to realize why Allah Almighty said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. It is the patient ones who will receive their reward in full without any measure. This is the quality of for who? The sabirun, those who patiently endure, that they're going to gain reward. People are going to get reward on the Day of Judgment according to their a'mal, according to their action. Mm. Maybe one good deed, maybe 10 good deeds, 70, 700, and however much Allah wills. But the patient ones, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, their reward is with their Lord. Their reward will be without any limit, without any measure. And this is something that we need to look towards. Mufti An-Ikram, Mufti Adat Islami, mentions in one of the articles regarding patience, he says a very powerful point, and he tells us that the life that we live is a combination of ups and downs, and a believer's his way of living the life should be like this, that he navigates his life, and if an obstacle comes, he doesn't focus on the calamity that's fallen him, he turns back to his creator. Mashallah. He turns back to Allah and he gains his help and support from Allah Almighty.
Mashallah. Bilal, you know, one point that you just mentioned here regarding turning back to Allah. You know, people at times they see that this difficulty, that difficulty. But there's one blessing which I mentioned, that whenever a difficulty comes, a person automatically turns back to Allah. And this is something we see as well. You know, a person's got no difficulties at all. He's just busy, occupied, he's not maybe doing the dhikr of Allah. But a person who gets a difficulty, for example now, may Allah forbid, his mother's got ill, his father's got ill, someone's passed away. That person, you'll see that he'll be reading his 5 daily namaz. He'll be in the house of Allah, he'll be doing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. As time goes past, maybe he might forget again, but those moments that he's in that difficulty, he's automatically connected back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is one beautiful thing of going through difficulties as well, that a person automatically connects to Allah Azza wa Jal. You see a person, maybe he doesn't do dua, but when he goes through a difficulty, he's doing dua every 10 minutes. Why? Ya Allah, remove my difficulty. Ya Allah, my mom's ill, make her give a shifa. So this is one benefit of going through difficulties as well that at times we lose. You start sab inshallah. Yo.
Jee Singh bhai, koi bhi insaan hai na, agar wo sabr ka muzahara karta hai na, to uska wo phal, wo samra zarur paata hai. Koi bhi hai. Kha wo kisi bhi school of thought se taluq rakhta hai, ya kisi bhi religion ko follow karta hai. Sada se misal hai. जब इंसान की तबीयत नासाज हो जाए तो जीपी या डॉक्टर के पास जाते हैं तो डॉक्टर उसको चेकअप करता है जी आपको ये भी प्रॉब्लम है ये भी प्रॉब्लम ये भी अच्छा वो क्या करेंगे इंजेक्शन लगाएंगे अब जो इंजेक्शन लग रहा होता है पेन होती है लेकिन उस वक्त वो मरीज करता क्या है सबर वो ये नहीं कहता कि मैं नहीं लगवाऊंगा वो सबर कर रहा होता है वो थोड़े से लम्हे के लिए सबर करना उसको पता है कि इस वजह से मेरी वो लंबी जो बीमारी है वो खत्म हो जाएगी जो कैंसिल चल रहा है अभी थोड़ा सब्र कर लूंगा वो रुक जाएगा जो अभी मुझे बुखार की शिद्दत और हरारत है अगर ये इंजेक्शन ले लूंगा ये टैबलेट ले लूंगा ये कड़वी दवाई खा लूंगा ये कड़वा सिरप पी लूंगा तो वो खत्म हो जाएगा यानी उसका ये प्रैक्टिकली उसका ये तजर्बा भी खुद भी इसको बिलीव भी करता है कि अगर मैं थोड़ा सा सब्र करूंगा तो ये थोड़ी सी मुसीबत बर्दाश्त करके बहुत बड़ा जो ना वो आसानी अपने लिए पैदा कर सकता हूँ विदाउट एनी सिमिलैरिटी ये तो हर बंदे के लिए ना कोई भी इंसान अगर ये करता है इसी तरह दीनी मामले में दुनियावी मामले में अगर वो सब्र का मुजाहरा करता है तो उसका रिवॉर्ड उसका समरा उसका फल वो जरूर देखेगा मुहावरा भी सब्र का फल मीठा होता है लेकिन जो मुसलमान है जो बिलीवर है उसके लिए तो बहुत ही ज्यादा फायदेमंद है बहुत ज्यादा ये तो एग्जाम्पल मैंने आपको हर बंदे के लिए दी ना जो मुसलमान होगा उसका فائدہ اس سے بھی زیادہ ہے. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, من اصیب بمصیبت فی مالہ او جسدہ فکتمہا ولم یشکوہا الی الناس کان حقا علی اللہ ان یغفر لہ او کما قال نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فرمایا کہ اگر کسی مسلمان کو کوئی مصیبت پہنچے, ہاں اس کے وہ مال میں مصیبت پہنچی ہو یا اس کے جسم میں کوئی مصیبت پہنچی ہو, لیکن اس نے مصیبت کو چھپایا, اس کو لوگوں کے سامنے ظاہر نہیں کیا, اللہ تعالیٰ پر لازم ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کی بخشش فرما دے. یعنی ایک چھوٹی سی مصیبت پہنچی, آپ نے اس کو ہائیڈ کر لیا, چھپایا نہیں, اس کے اوپر صبر کر لیا. صبر کا مسئلہ بھی یہ ہوتا ہے, اس کو چھپا لینا, اس کو ظاہر نہ کرنا, تو رب تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کی بخشش فرما دیں گے. دیکھیں کتنی بڑی بشارت ہے. یعنی گناہوں کو بخشوانے کا ایک آسان راستہ یہ بھی ہے کہ جو مصیبت پہنچے اس کے اوپر آپ صبر کریں. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا, سوال کیا گیا, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ای الناس اشد بلان, سب سے زیادہ وہ لوگ جن کے اوپر زیادہ مصیبتیں ہیں وہ کون ہیں؟ اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا, الانبیاء, انبیاء کرام علیہ السلام. انبیاء کرام علیہ السلام پر سب سے زیادہ مصیبتیں آئیں, جس طرح کہ بلال بھائی نے حضرت نوح علیہ السلام کا واقعہ بھی سنایا, اس کے علاوہ بقیہ حضرت ایوب علیہ السلام, حضرت یعقوب علیہ السلام, اپنے بیٹے کی جدائی میں بنائی جو ہے نا وہ متاثر ہوگی, خود یوسف علیہ السلام اٹسیلف, پھر اس کے علاوہ حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام, حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام بچپن میں ماں سے جدا ہو گئے, خود حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام, آپ اپنے وطن کو چھوڑ کے دوسرے وطن چلے گئے تھے. تو یہ پورے پورے واقعات ہیں. تو سب سے زیادہ اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا کہ انبیاء پر مصیبتیں آئیں. پھر فرمایا, ثم الامثل فالامثل, وہ لوگ جو انبیاء کرام علیہ السلام کے قریب کا جن کا زمانہ ہے ان پر مصیبتیں آئیں. پھر اللہ کے نبی نے خود فرمایا کہ فَيُبْتَلَى الرَّجُلُ عَلَى حَسْبِ دِينِهِ, آدمی پر مصیبتیں اس کے دین کے مطابق آتی ہیں. جو جتنا دین میں پختہ ہے, دیندار ہے, دینی اعتبار سے مضبوط ہے, اس پر اتنی زیادہ مصیبتیں آئیں. پھر فرمایا کہ فَإِنْ كَانَ دِينُهُ صُلْبًا, اگر وہ دین میں مضبوط ہے اس کے اوپر مصیبت بھی اتنی بڑی آئے گی, اگر دین میں تھوڑا سا کمزور ہے مصیبت بھی اتنی ہلکی آئے گی. پھر ارشاد فرمایا کہ اللہ بندے پر مصیبتیں بھیجتا رہتا ہے, بندہ مصیبتیں برداشت کرتا ہے, اس پر صبر کرتا ہے, یہاں تک کہ صبر کرنے کی وجہ سے وہ زمین پر چل رہا ہوتا ہے کہ مَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ, اس کی ساری خطائیں مٹ جاتی ہیں صبر کر کر کے. یعنی مسلمان کے لیے کتنا بڑا فائدہ ہے صبر پر, کہ جس بھی مصیبت ہے, جو بھی مصیبت ہے, اس پر صبر کرے گا, رب تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کی بخشش فرما دے گا.
It's mentioned regarding our pious people, حضرت فتح مسلی, his wife. It's mentioned that when she, it's mentioned that she fell down and she broke a nail. Now, starts breaking a nail is very, very painful. It's mentioned at that time she started laughing. People asked her that, look, you broke your nail, why are you laughing? And it's mentioned that she said that, no doubt it's painful, but when I remember the reward that I will get for sabr, this made me laugh. So these are the pious people of Allah Azawajal, that when they used to remember the reward for patience, like you beautifully mentioned as well, they used to get pleased.
Exactly. Ek aur buzurgon ke bare mein aata hai ki unke bete ko faut ho gaya, galban Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyash,
Fuzail bin Ayyash,
unko kabhi kisi ne muskurata nahi dekha. To ek dafa unke bete ki death ki khabar unhe mili to muskurana shuru kar diya. Logon ne kaha ke Hazur, یہ مسکرانے والا تو موقع نہیں ہے, آپ کے بیٹے کی وفات ہو گئی ہے. فرمایا, واقعی وفات ہو گئی ہے, لیکن اس صدمے پر مجھے جو اللہ کی جانب سے ریوارڈ ملے گا صبر کرنے پر, میں اس صبر کو سامنے رکھ کر مسکرا رہا ہوں, اس کی مجھے اتنی خوشی ہو رہی ہے. اور جس طرح میں شروع میں عرض کر رہا تھا کہ مصیبت کوئی بھی آئے, انسان صبر کرے تو ہر مسلمان, ہر بندے کو فائدہ ہوگا, لیکن مسلمان کو دونوں ہی دونوں فائدہ ہے. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, عجبا لامر المؤمن, مومن کا معاملہ بڑا عجیب ہے, ان امره كله خير, اس کے سارے کے سارے معاملات بلائی والے ہیں, وان اصابته ضرا, اگر اس کو کوئی نقصان پہنچتا ہے صبر, اس کے اوپر صبر کر لیتا ہے, فکان خیر اللہ, تو یہ بھی اس کے لیے صبر ہے, یہاں تک کہ اس کے اگر کانٹا بھی چبھ جاتا ہے تو اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا کہ یہ بھی اس کے لیے بہت بڑی بلائی ہے, کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کے عوض میں اس کے یہاں تو درجے بلند کرے گا یا اس کے گناہوں کی بخشش فرما دے گا. تو یہ مومن کو بالخصوص, مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کو یہ چاہیے کہ کوئی بھی مصیبت ہو, آپ یہ ریوارڈ جب سامنے رکھیں گے کہ اتنے اتنے اس کے اوپر اجر ہیں, اتنے اتنے اس کے پھل اور ثمرات ہمیں ملیں گے, تو پھر انشاءاللہ مصیبت کو جھیلنا بھی آسان ہو جائے گا, برداشت کرنا بھی آسان ہو جائے گا, اس کو صبر کرنے کا ذہن بھی ملے گا. اور یہ بات بھی یاد رکھیں کہ اصل جو صبر ہے نا, وہ ہے جب مصیبت پہنچے تو اسٹیٹ آفٹر, یہ نہیں کہ ایک سال بعد تو صبر آ ہی جاتا ہے. یعنی بچے کے ابھی وفات ہوئی تو وہ اویلا شروع کر دیا, اصل صبر ہے مصیبت کے وقت. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خود حدیث پاک میں ارشاد فرمایا الصبر عند الصدمۃ الاولی او کما قال نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, کہ جب صدمہ پہنچتا ہے نا اس وقت جو پہلے صدمے کے وقت جو ہوتا ہے نا اصل صبر ہوا ہے, ورنہ کچھ عرصے کے بعد تو انسان نڈال ہو کر وہ صابر بن ہی جاتا ہے, صبر آ ہی جاتا ہے. تو لہٰذا جب مصیبت ہے تو اسی وقت صبر کرنا, یہی اصل صبر.
صاحب جسٹ اے فیو پوائنٹس ہیئر ایز ویل, اٹس مینشنڈ دیٹ یو نو وین وی گو تھرو ڈیفیکلٹیز وی سی آور ریسپانس, بٹ اٹس مینشنڈ دیٹ یو نو ایٹ ٹائمز دس کوسچن گوز ٹو آور مائنڈ, لک آئی ریڈ مائی نماز, آئی گو ٹو دی ہاؤس آف اللہ عز و جل, آئی گیو مائی زکات, آئی فاسٹ ان دی منتھ آف رمضان, I do good people with people, my parents are happy with me, my neighbors are happy with me, I do all this good, still I've got a huge amount of difficulties that I'm going through, whereas my neighbor, maybe my brother, my sister, so and so person, they don't read no namaz, they don't go on hajj, they don't give their zakat, they don't fast in the month of Ramadan, they've got no problems at all. What's the reason for this, that I'm doing all this good, even this good is what people count it, but I'm doing all this good and I'm going through all these difficulties. Him, he don't worship Allah and he's got no difficulties. Let me tell you the reason behind this. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said that whenever Allah wants to do good to someone, he sends difficulties that person's way so that person can do sabr and receive the reward inshallah azza wa jal. And another beautiful narration is mentioned that for every single person, Allah azza wa jal has written a rank. Every person. Now due to the person's amal, due to his actions, that person doesn't reach that rank. Now what happens next? Allah sends difficulties his way. Allah sends problems his way. So this rank that Allah azza wa jal has written for this person, through his sabr that he will do, he will eventually reach that rank that Allah has written for him, inshallah. So sometimes, you know, we panic upon difficulties, we panic on issues. Why is this problem come to me? Why is that problem come to me? Like I mentioned at the start to Bilal bhai as well, that sometimes, you know, we don't understand what this difficulty is. But a year later, we know that due to that difficulty, it's made me stronger. It's made me closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's made me closer to my parents. It's made me worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's very, very important that we don't panic when we get difficulties. Like Ustaz Saab beautifully mentioned as well, that you know when you do sabr, it's not like a year later or 2 years later. It's your immediate response of how you react at that time. Our pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever their difficulty used to come, they used to say the beautiful words of the Holy Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This was their response. What is our response today? So this is something that we need to contemplate. So now our package is ready. We'll go to the package of the day, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, when a person gets ill, do they get the good deeds that they used to do when they were healthy? Let's listen to a hadith about this. The companion Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who started smiling. Now he was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what made you smile? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to this, how strange is it that a believer cries whilst he is ill? Had he known what reward there is for him in exchange of his illness, he would wish to remain ill until he meets his Lord. Amazing hadith, beautiful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled again, and this time he lifted his head towards the heavens. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, why did you smile and lift your head towards the heavens? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, I saw two angels descend from the heavens. They were searching for a believer at his place of salah. Now when they did not find him there, they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we used to write such and such good deed of such and such slave of yours day and night. We now found him restricted by you, meaning the illness that you have given him. Thus we did not record any good deeds for him. Now, listen to the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing, beautiful. Allah Almighty states, record all the good deeds which that slave of mine has done, who used to perform all these good deeds day and night, and do not reduce anything from it as long as he is restricted by me. Dear viewers, let's listen to this again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this. He says that record all the good deeds that were done by this slave of mine day and night, and do not reduce anything from it until he is restricted by me. Dear viewers of Madani channel, I've repeated this twice. What is the reason for this? The reason is that even if you're ill, do not feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving you reward of this. Instead of making excuses, instead of complaining all the time that, oh, I'm so ill, I can't move. Instead of doing such things, attain sabr, attain patience. This will give you rewards which you cannot even imagine. Allama Abdurrauf al-Munawi writes in the summary of this hadith, when Allah makes a person experience an illness, by virtue of this, He purifies that person from the dirt of sins and grants reward to those who are patient. The fire of hell will not touch that person when he crosses the bridge of Sirat. Why? Because he will already be purified from the dirt of sins. Then he will enter paradise amongst those who are patient. Dear viewers, those who are healthy should draw inspiration from this narration as to do as many good deeds as possible. Voluntary prayers like Nafil Salah should be offered in addition to Fard Salah. Now, if we perform these many good deeds whilst being fit and healthy, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us when we are ill. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ji Abdul Anbari, as you got the mic in your hand, give us an event where you had to do sabr in your life, inshallah. There's many, I'm sure there's many.
In myself, I would like to speak about Alhamdulillah, wa Sheikh Tariqat Amir Le Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. And Alhamdulillah, who has taught us sabr and from who we have gained patience from, Alhamdulillah, from his blessed life. You will find many incidents in the life of Amir Le Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. Even you look at the starting stage of Dawat Islami, where Amir Le Sunnat, when he started the work of Dawat Islami, how he had to be patient. Especially when a person is about to deliver daras and there is no one there to listen to him, or there is no one there to, you know, attend. It just reminds me of the event today, you know, like we were at a wedding and, you know, I had to say a few words, but you know the sort of environment in the wedding itself. People are always speaking and the people are having a laugh and a joke. Everything is taking place. Mm. And, you know, at that time when you have to speak and there's no one ready to really listen to you, you know how it feels and how you have to be patient at that point. And we learn this from the life of Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuh. You know, sometimes as a muballigh, as a preacher, when you are delivering something, when you are giving someone dawah and the person just ignores you or just turns away and he just walks off. I mean, you know, alhamdulillah, we should learn from our Sheikh Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Aliyah this incident. And one thing I just want to add on a Madani pool to this as well about Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuh. Amir Sunnat mentions that a person came to him who was suffering from an illness, and this was quite painful. He was in state of pain, every time this illness would kick in. And Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Aliyah, he said to that person, he said, look, have sabr over it, you will get used to it. In the pain, you will get used to it. Mm. If it doesn't go away, you will get used to its pain. And after a while, that same person came back into the court of Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Aliyah, and Amir Sunnat asked, how is your illness? He said, the illness is still there, but your advice was very helpful, that you said that you will get used to it. Now, I still go through that pain because now I've become in that habit of getting used to it, so it doesn't affect me as much. Mm. So, especially for the viewers of Madani channel who are listening, we go through a lot of illnesses, we go through a lot of sickness and a lot of problems, a lot of difficulty. Sometimes we have to learn to get used to these problems. We have to imagine, I've seen, and many of you must have seen, that there are mothers who have child who are born disabled, and they spend all their lives looking after this child. And years and years, and this, knowing that this child will never able to walk again, he'll never able to communicate, he'll never able to talk again, and they still look after that child. They continue looking after him throughout his life. And what normally happens with this type of child is that child, he dies early, not early in the sense, but he dies as a young person because of his illness. He doesn't able to live as long. And then looking after him, bringing him up, getting into that routine and that habit, and then seeing that child passing away, this is very difficult. Mm. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, when you go through a little bit of illness or a little bit of problem or a little bit of sickness, always refer to those people who might be in a worse state, who might be in a greater state.
Bilal Bhai, one important thing that inshallah to be discussed here, inshallah, we'll get your Madani thoughts as well, is that at times one important aspect of sabr is we need to have trust in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now for example, I'll give you a clear example. Today, a mother, she's taking a child to the doctors. Now, he's 2 years old, 3 years old, even older as well. Now, that child is crying. I don't want this injection. The mother, she loves her child. She'll do anything for her child. But the mother knows that this injection is better for my child. It's good. It'll be benefit him in the long run as well. Now, no matter the screaming and everything to one side, the mother will force that child to have that injection. Now this is a mother, this is a worldly person in other words. Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves us 70 times more than our mother. He knows what's best for us. If this crosses our mind as well, we're going through a difficulty, this crosses our mind as well, that this difficulty has been sent from Allah. He knows what's best for us. And it's important to understand this as well, that He knows what's best for us. It's mentioned, Rukn Shura Abdullah Bibai, he beautifully mentioned that he goes that one day, I was going to a place. Now, the driver, he said to me, look, I want to take you to my restaurant, I want to take you to my so-and-so place. Now, you know, to get to that destination, they had to cross a bridge. Now, what happened is that he was very, very excited. It was his long wish that I want to take Abdullah Bibai to so-and-so restaurant to show him around. Now, coincidentally, on that evening, that bridge was closed. And he was upset. But then a few moments later, he started to smile. Abdullah Bibai goes, look, don't worry. He goes, I'm not worried. Why are you not worried? You wanted to take me, you brought me all this way, 4 or 5 hours, and the bridge is closed, now we couldn't get to the destination. He goes, look, this bridge being closed, for me it's a bridge being closed, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows best for me. Allah Azza wa Jal wishes best for me. I am not going to do shukr only once, I'm going to do the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal 2 times a year, because He knows what's best for me. And this is something that we need to understand as well, these problems, these difficulties coming our way. At times we don't see the long, bigger picture, we don't see the longer road. But if we try to understand that Allah Azza wa Jal knows what's best for us, we doing a small sabr today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the reward in the hereafter. The betterment that we will develop, inshallah Azza wa Jal, over the years, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So this is something that we need to adopt as well, to trust Allah Azza wa Jal, to understand that what is being sent towards us, in the long run, this will be better for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Definitely, Waseem Bhai, that's a very, very beautiful point, because I would say trusting in Allah Almighty and sabr are very closely linked. And that is one aspect where we ourselves find peace once we're able to transfer that entire, you can say it's a burden on us, but we leave it in the court of Allah Almighty. And this is something which the Muslims do. When we supplicate to Allah Almighty, every supplication is answered. Now whether that answer of the supplication is seen immediately, or if it is seen a few years down the line, or if the reward for that patience or that dua is kept for the hereafter. Mm. Or if a sin is even forgiven by means of that supplication. So most definitely, trusting in Allah Almighty, the views of Madani Channel, and for all of us really, patience is very easy to talk about. Many people of Madani Channel might be thinking, you know, it's quite easy for you to say that, isn't it? Mm. You know, you've not faced what I've faced. You don't know what I've gone through. And we will say, and I will say most definitely, we do not know what you've gone through, but we know that Allah knows. Mm. Have you ever sat on an aeroplane? Have you ever not just observed the universe, the world below? And I thought, crossed my mind once, that subhanallah, Allah Almighty has knowledge of every single individual and every single person, every single home that you see, every single house, brick house, mansion, every rock and insect. Today we're so tunnel vision on our life, and we think we have the biggest problem, and Allah Almighty is completely aware of the situation of His creation. So this is why, when we have such a merciful creator, when we believe that destiny is good, its goodness and its negative comes from Allah Almighty, we should trust in Allah Almighty. If somebody is you know, waiting for a relationship, if somebody is going through a difficult time, if someone's facing an illness, whatever the situation may be in your particular life, turn back to Allah. Keep your du'as, you know, something which you are holding onto, because your communication with Allah is not in need of anybody else. Okay, you can supplicate when the entire world is asleep, and that time is a more sincere time. So I would also give a piece of advice for myself and for everyone listening is, hold on to the trust of Allah, hold on to patience, but also add on your du'as as well. And make the du'as personal, because Allah Almighty knows your situation. Allah Almighty has knowledge of your entire destiny, the choices that you are to make. And this is something that, inshallah, will give us comfort in this matter as well. And just Wasim, I'll end on these few points. I'll end on one hadith. The Prophet ﷺ has said the virtue of being patient. Whoever showed patience upon a calamity, to the extent that he returned the calamity with good patience. So when a calamity befell him, he showed patience, good patience. Allah Almighty will write 300 ranks for him. He will be elevated 300 ranks, but what's even more greater? That the distance between each rank is the distance of the heavens and the earth. One rank distance between one rank and the second rank. The distance is one is the distance of the heavens and the earth. How huge that is. And Allah Almighty will write 300 such ranks for the person who is patient on the difficulty. And this is something that we should try to look at, because this is going to help us get through our difficulty. Once we have knowledge of the deen, once we read the lives of the pious predecessors, there's many books you can read, there's Sirat al-Mustafa, many of the weekly booklets of Da'wat Islami you can read as well, many books of the Ulama-i Kiram, you know, Ihya al-Ulum is very amazing in that regard, on the topic or the theme of sabr, of patience. And then we look at even the Quran, there's Quranic wonders, Quranic stories that we can reflect on and the morals that are taken from them. So because patience and difficulties are a part of our life, we need to know how to deal with the situation. And remember, not every situation you will retaliate in a negative way. Rather, most of the time you will be patient on them. And this is why we have to increase our knowledge about patience. Today, we might just think about whenever we hear the word patience, it's just whatever we think. I think patience is this. But when you understand it from Islam, then your mind will become broadened. Then what you mentioned in the beginning with the trust in Allah, all of these things will be created within your heart and mind. And that helps a person. If you look at ulama, you look at the prophets, how did they get through what they got through? Just tell us for one second, for one moment, everybody who's going through a difficulty, those who face the most difficulty, the prophets, how did they get through that? No doubt Allah has support. But you need to understand it comes with the knowledge. It comes with their vast knowledge of the deen, their vast knowledge of Allah Almighty's control over this entire creation. And this is something that we need to turn back to and hold on to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who trust in Allah Almighty, who hand over our affairs. وَأُفَوِّدُ أُمُورِي إِلَى اللَّهِ That I hand over my affairs to the court of Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah. The amazing Madani Pearls, he's going to grab me at the end, Bilal bhai. So one example, inshallah.
It's such a personal question.
I did ask Abdul Anand by the question, and I like the way he diverted. He never mentioned anything about himself. He went back to Amelia Sunnah.
I feel no doubt, because difficulties come and go, there's so many, so it's quite hard to remember. But I would say when I fell ill for an entire year, that time was a huge part of my life. It's a bit personal, but because you asked, that was very difficult. But because I was in Jamiatul Madinah, okay, Nazim Sahib was Ustad Khalid Sahib. Okay, alhamdulillah, we had support and then knowledge of the deen in that time as well. Little bit, whatever we have even now. So that helped us get through a lot. And no doubt, you know, when you look back at the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's a huge help and support. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself that you should look at my difficulties when you are afflicted by a difficulty. So this is the best way that we can deal with our
problems. Yes, sir, we've got a couple of minutes, inshallah. Final Madani prayer as well as one example of your inshallah.
Example abhi jo sare 10 mere zehn mein hai, jab 12 maah ke madani kafle mein the to hamara kafla mukhtalif areas mein jata tha, to main ek village ke andar gaya tha, jis masjid mein wo kafla thehra tha wahan par koi nahane ka koi proper intezam nahi tha, to wo ye tha ki apne chote chote lote hote hain bartan, wo lote apne خود پانی سے بھر کے پانی بالکل ٹھنڈا تھا اور وہ دسمبر کا مہینہ تھا سردیاں ٹھیک ٹھاک تھیں اور مسجد بھی ٹاؤن سے باہر تھی کونے پہ نا بالکل اور وہاں پر ہیٹنگ وغیرہ کا کوئی کنسیپٹ نہیں تھا تو وہ چھوٹے چھوٹے لوٹے جو ہے نا وہ آپ نے بھر کے رکھنے ہوتے ہیں رکھ کے تو پھر آپ نے ان سے بات لینا ہوتا ہے اور وہ ایک کا واقعہ مجھے یاد ہے کہ پہلے خود سردی میں آپ جائیں وہ پانی بھر کر لائیں یا ٹیوب ویل ہوتا تھا یا باہر کنواں وغیرہ وہاں سے وہ پانی بھر کے لاتے تھے کنویں کے اندر سے
جی جی
اور بھر کے لا کے تو پھر آگے وہ مسجد میں رکھ دیتے تھے جنہوں نے وضو کرنا تھا تو پھر ایک لوٹے کے اندر پانی ڈال کے تو وہ ایک لوٹے سے ایک بندے نے وضو کرنا ہے تو آپ اندازہ لگائیں جب ایک لوٹے سے وضو ایک نے کرنا ہے تو اگر اس کو نہانا پڑ گیا تو سارے لوٹے پانی کے بھر کے وہ اوپر رکھ لیتے اور یہ ابھی پھر میرے ذہن میں بھی آ رہا تھا
Months was a lot more easier than ours, I would say.
That's right.
harder than ours. We didn't see any of this. Everything was there. It was all easy, mashallah.
Baki, iske baare mein ye hai ki zyadatar dekha jaye to sabr umuman auraton mein kam hota hai. Aur Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne uske baare mein hamari jo na wo zain sazi bhi farmayi hui hai aur farmaya ke aurat jo na wo tedhi pasli se hai. لہٰذا اس کو سیدھا کرنے کی کوشش مت کریں ٹوٹ جائے گی اسی سے گزارا کریں تو مردوں کے لیے بھی ہے کہ یہ اس معنی میں سوچا جائے کہ یہ صبر کرنے کے ایک بہترین میرے لیے موقع پرووائڈ کیا ہوا ہے بلکہ بزرگان دین کے اگر سیرت کا مطالعہ کریں نا تو وہ یہ فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ مجھے درجات بلند کرنے کا ایک آلہ ہے ٹول ہے کہ یہ کچھ کریں گے تو میں صبر کروں گا تو میرے درجات بلند ہو جائیں گے اور گناہ معاف ہوں گے
ماشاءاللہ عبد الرحمن بھائی فائنل ویج انشاءاللہ
نو ڈاؤٹ وسیم بھائی پیشنٹ اینڈ آئی تھنک دیز کانسٹنٹ ریمائنڈرز آف پیشنٹس آر اے گریٹ ہیلپ اسپیشلی وین وی آر لوکنگ ٹو اینڈ آئی آلویز سے ٹو برادرز از نو لائک بلال بھائی واز مینشننگ اباؤٹ You know, the people normally say, oh, you don't know about my difficulty, you don't know about my problem. I always put one little aspect of the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt in front of them and I say, look, was your more difficulty more than what Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala faced in the battle of Karbala?
Mashallah.
The water was stopped, you know, no food, no water, heat on the other side. Then children being martyred in front of his eyes, you know, all these. So, you know, when someone thinks that his difficulty is more, he should turn back to these types of incidents and all that was for the sake of deen. So we should learn from this that, you know, this is our really difficulties are in reality are nothing.
Nothing compared.
What they faced was a lot more. And inshallah, this will bring us to a level of to have sabr
inshallah. Inshallah, and this is one path to success as well. That whenever you go through a difficulty, for example now, you got some pain in your foot, or you got a pain in your hand. This is something to think about as well. There's a person within a greater difficulty, like Bilal Bhai mentioned as well, I believe Abdul Hanan Bhai. That for example now, one person's got pain in his foot. He hasn't got slippers, for example. What about that person who's crawling to the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla? So whenever you go through a difficulty, remember there is someone who is suffering a greater difficulty than you. You've got pain, for example, maybe your eyes are hurting you. What about that person that doesn't have an eye? Your ears are hurting you. Imagine that person that doesn't have the ears, the sense of hearing. So whenever we go through a difficulty, this is one way that we can also get out of that difficulty, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and do sabr, inshallah. Keep watching Madini Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge.